On that note, guys, usually I would open the line up, or you can hit *6 on your line, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to transfer phones, and if you want to stay on the line and give me about 5 minutes, I'm going to go mobile and start my commute to Seattle, and I'll be right back in a sec. So I'll open up the line again if you guys want to talk amongst yourselves, and then I'll be right back, okay? I know this is kind of different than what I normally do, but that's the way I've got to do it today, all right?
If you want to make a comment, you can start to come back and make a comment. Who repaired an experience with Jeep with the new product?
Great call. Dean from Northwest Indiana, and please get out and vote. Every vote counts.
Nobody's had any new experience with the new product?
Hello? All good, Tennessee, and does Aldine on Tuesday.
Hello. The one experience that I heard on stage with Julie Tara and the new Flex was she had taken the Flex to bed with her, and when she woke up, she had a major cramp, a Charlie horse, in her calf muscle. It was so bad she couldn't get up to get any of her products, so she just took the back Flex, or the new MagnaFlex, and put it on her calf muscle, and she said literally within 5 seconds, it was gone. So that was the first thing that I'd ever heard.
Isn't that exciting? Anybody else?
This is Donna Bannister from Greenville, South Carolina, and when I got my new products, I put the MagnaFlex on. I broke my tailbone 12 years ago, so standing for very long is very painful for me. And getting ready in the mornings to go to work, I have to stand, and it's extremely painful. And I put the MagFlex on first thing and stood in the bathroom and got ready with no pain. So it's pretty awesome.
This is Jerry Adams over in Spring, Texas, and I have the Kinkoflex on my back, and the pain level was like a 1, but it would never completely go away. And as soon as I put the new MagFlex back there, it was gone in just a few minutes, and it has not come back. So it's really awesome. The other thing I want to mention, too, is along with the getting your WP and putting that on your business card, you also need to go and put the QR code, which is a quick reference code we're seeing on everything, on your business card, and you can go out and Google QR code generator and generate it, and then get your business card, and they can put it on there. So it'll take them directly to your we've actually had people standing in a grocery line. I took my card, and they would put up my web page right there on their smartphone. It's really cool.
Back in the card.
Yeah, put it on the back of the card.
I finally loaded this person last night a code reader so I could read them, because I had to figure out how to use it. My new phone. Got it in June and finally figured that out last night. Anybody else has a new experience? Well, we've got a second here. Let me just give a commercial about conference calls that are done about nutrition by Ruth Williams and Shar Rogers. If you go to lifestylesupport.org, if you're plant-based, Shar Rogers, Vance's mom, and a wonderful group of ladies have a great call that they do every weekday morning. About plant-based products, plant-based diets, and all the benefits of that. And then also, there's information about the health style called by Ruth Williams and another group of people that just a tremendous amount of information there. And we're always looking for people to come and join us and learn more and share more experience. So, lifestylesupport.org. And just there's information there about the call schedules, and also again calls to go back
6 years.
Cheers. So.
What time is that?
It's 7 o'clock. o'clock
Pacific time.
And that's mystylesupport.org?
L-I-F-E. Lifestylesupport.org. It's 7 a.m.
Did you give a phone number? I was scrambling for a pen.
I did not.
So the only thing that you have given out then is support.org? I thought there was something prior to that.
Just the lifestylesupport.org. Let me get the telephone number if I've got them here. So the health style call. It's 218-895-3196.
Okay,
2015 pound is the pin.
Good morning again.
Hi, Vince.
So you hijacked your call. Just doing a little commercial for the...
Steve, it's exactly what I wanted to do. Based on my cell phone reception, you may get to hijack it again. I wanted just to share a quick testimony about the syncope. Let's do it this way. So everybody can hear you. If you have a question or you don't have a comment, if you can hit star 6 on your line and mute everybody out. Yeah, I know I asked you to do that before, but you can do it again. If you're in an area where there's a lot of background noise or, you need to make some noise, star 6 will mute your line out. But Chris Sayer, I don't know if Chris, you're on the call. I know you texted me, but do you want to share your story live, because you can do it much better than I can, of what happened with you on your journey to and from the leadership event. Maybe he's not with us anymore. Basically, 6,000 miles round trip, the new Kinko's has become his new best friend. And for obvious reasons. And he chose to make the drive. He could have flown, but he likes to drive. He likes to have lots of alone time and listen to CDs and whatnot. And I want to encourage you, those of you who are still on the line, next Saturday, if you've got questions about the new compensation plan, I know I talked about it a couple months ago, but based on the conversations I've had this week and last Saturday, there's a lot of us that still don't understand. And maybe I don't understand it, but I think I understand it pretty well. But we're going to be talking about that next Saturday. It's going to be more of a live interaction call. But if you've got comments or questions for that, please email them to me this week, and I'll take them into the mix and the discussion. And we'll see if we can have some fun with that. And then we'll go from there. So any other questions or comments, that stuff that Gloria mentioned or something that Marjorie had mentioned, other experience with the Flex, that you guys got questions about that, I'm all ears. And I've got a 3-hour drive ahead of me. And again, if I get cut off and you don't hear me, I will do my best and come right back. So all you got to do is hit star 6 on your phone line again to get you back on the line. But the line is totally open.
Good morning, Dan.
Hey, go ahead.
This is Linda from Lakewood. How you doing?
Good morning, Linda. I'm looking forward to seeing you in a few minutes.
Well, you know, I was hoping to be there. I'm just going to have to miss it. I'm just so out of it. I just got back a couple days ago. I stayed longer. So,
oh, well, wonderful.
Yeah, I did. I kind of enjoyed the wonderful San Diego weather. So I wanted to let people know, for those that have not been enjoying the wonderful health style call, but another way to get the number in case it didn't transmit well because of the phone breaking up, just go to ybhurton.biz. That's the Williams' website. And go to the very last selection on that website, and it will take you right to the call that comes on every morning, 7 a.m. West Coast time. And it's Monday through Friday, and it's awesome. And then they do archive them just like you do. And there's places where there's a website that will take you to where you can listen to any missed calls, and it's a great way to learned about how all our wonderful nutritionals are helping us with our life in so many amazing ways. So it's Y B Hurton, the letter Y, the letter B is in boy, the letter H U R, T as in Tom, N as in Nancy, .biz. That's the Williams' website.
And let me give real quickly the telephone number and code for Jarvis' call. That's 605-715-4920. That's 605-715-4920. And the code is 810-9228.
Got the numbers, but I didn't catch what they were for.
These are calls about nutrition. Char and Ruth probably 10 years ago started a call. The people in Mecham were getting so affluent, both in making money, but also in creating a little extra body weight that was killing them, making people sick. So they started calls together. A few years ago they split, didn't do calls for a while, and now unfortunately they're both at the same time. So I can only record one at a time, and because these calls fit me a little bit better than just trying to go through them, I've gone through the way, but, you know, for the people that are big and want the instruction, I still miss Char's calls personally. So just, you know, I have them all at lifestylesupport.org. Again, about 6 years worth of archiving there.
What's that phone number and code again, please?
The Charles calls is 605-715-4920. And the PIN code is 810-9228-POUND.
Thank you. Don't forget to vote. Every vote counts.
To me, it's just been a sadness that more people don't know about the things that are going on to help the people that the leaders are doing. We might as well have 8-10 people, 4 people on these nutritional calls every morning. And there should be hundreds of people on those calls, just like this one here, because the information is so good. And just an experience that I can share real quick. A while back, Mary Lou Reardon shared with us that she was swishing coconut oil in the morning, putting tablespoon. Whoever's got music in the background, please mute time. Star 6.
Good, how are you?
And they're talking and saying, how are you? Your friends. But anyway, she started talking about swishing coconut oil in your mouth for 20 minutes, 15 minutes in the morning. And I've been having horrible issues with horrible bad breath. There's just no way I can get around it. Couldn't do anything about it. And my gums were starting to be inflamed and such. And no matter what I did, nothing was helping. And I started swishing coconut oil, and within just a few days, the halitosis went away, and so did the gum issues. And if I would have been on those calls, I don't know whether I'd ever gotten along, or just little tips like that. I mean, there's been, you don't pick something up every day, probably, but you pick something up every week, and every week, just another time. I had a granddaughter, 3 years old, who couldn't sleep, was having sleep apnea problems. Too young to use a CPAP. I just didn't know what to do with her. It was mentioned on the call that some of the additives in soy milk could cause problems with some people. And I called and told them, since she has milk allergies, we put, I called, she'd been put on soy milk, and all of these problems started to happen. Called her mom and said, hey, pull her off that, put her on nice milk, see if that makes a difference for her. And within 2 or 3 days, her sleep apnea problems were gone. So those are just a couple things.
To whom are we speaking, and do you have some contact information?
This is Steve Crowfoot. I'm going to record Vance's calls.
Okay.
And the easiest way to get a hold of me is to email me at steve@allsoweld.org.
Pardon me?
ALSWELL.org.
Thank you.
Steve. Hello?
Yes.
Steve, would you repeat that number? I cannot hear the first three numbers. I have the 715-4920.
Was this for the plant-based with Tushar or the other one with,
I believe it's Char's call.
Okay, Char's call, the first three telephone numbers are 605.
605?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
And then 715-4920. Anybody else have any comments?
Steve, thank you for all the good work you do and give us all this good information. God bless you and be with you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Steve, Justine, Linda, we're getting I'm back on, by the way. And back in cell service. I should be good for till we wrap this up. Okay, any other questions that you guys might have for me, or are we all done? Steve, you, in my absence, I'm sure you covered everything perfectly.
Hey, Vance, Chris here.
Go ahead, Chris. Did you get a chance to share your wonderful experience with driving at 12,000 miles?
I know what it felt like.
Yeah. What was the grand total of mileage?
Just at 6,000.
Just at 6,000, and you were the only driver.
And I took off from Louisiana, went through Salt Lake City for a conference that Karen had up there. Got to drive through Arkansas and Nebraska and Wyoming, which was, to me, I've never been up that way driving, so it was interesting. But I had the new car seat, the Pinto seat too, and made that drive, then spent a couple of days up there sitting around in conferences and whatnot. Then took off, driving across, got snowed in west of Tahoe, and made it down to the Pacific Coast and spent, I guess, 2 days, 3 days driving down to San Diego that way. Eventually got down to San Diego, spent 3 days in gold training, sitting on my Tinko seat, a day in the convention, and then spent a rapid 36 hours driving from San Diego back to Baton Rouge. So I had 15 days sitting on that seat. We became really good friends. I wasn't sore standing up after the day was over. And when I got back, I had to clean out sewer lines. I sat for half a day sitting out there squatting, working on a auger pump, trying to clean lines out. And by the end of the day, my legs were killing me. So, you know, 15 days down didn't bother me, but a half day squatting and working like that was painful.
And Chris, being a former road warrior myself, I've logged in mileage like that. Out of curiosity, 36 hours, did you break that up into 3 days or 2 days drive?
36 hours driving. I got 45 minutes nap time on the side of the road, just outside of Junction when I ran out of gas.
Okay.
I didn't anticipate the 85 mile an hour speed limit in Texas dropping my mileage as much as it did. And got caught between El Paso somewhere in Junction with when I realized that I was going to be running real, real tight, there was no place to stop. And I came up 15 miles short on a downhill stretch. If I'd have made the last 100 feet uphill, the rest was downhill, that Honda would have coasted all the way in.
So basically, the moral of the story is, children, don't attempt this at home. driving 6 hours, stop, with no backup drivers, and only 45-minute naps yet. You're pushing the envelope as far as the potential of what a Kinko seat should be able to do and provide for us.
And then I had about an hour and a half where I got nappy and was looking for a place to stop, and then, yeah, I had, after that I was fine. So, of course, I also had people that I was either texting me or checking up on me, or I phone called them, or I was listening to a really good book through the night. I had stuff that kept me, and of course, coming back from the convention, I was sitting there thinking, okay, who do I need to call? What do I need to put in place? Yeah, I had a lot of adrenaline going there.
Oh, I would have.
So yeah, when I got nappy, I had a friend of mine that works nights that, his hours were odd, so I could connect, with him. Or a couple of my downlines. So I always had somebody there to whenever I felt like I needed to talk with somebody, I had somebody I could get on the phone to keep me alert.
Well, other than Chris and Vance enjoying talking about Chris's journey to Mecca and back, anybody else got any other questions or comments?
Hey, Vance, it's Bill from Winnipeg.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm pretty good up here in cold Winnipeg. Probably a lot warmer out there where you're going to Seattle, isn't it?
Well, it's going to be wet and rainy. It's not really that cool yet. We've had a couple cool days, but the leaves are incredibly beautiful. Orange and yellows like we've never experienced, because it's been a very slow transition. Usually by now, it's everything transitioned.
We lost those a long time ago. All those leaves, that is. But listen, Dan,
let me ask you
a couple comments with regards to our relationship with the Bouvet. I guess Anthony has unfortunately passed on, but they're still his brothers and the Bouvet company. Of course, we still have a relationship with them with regards to our magnetic products.
Well, New Magnetic, the manufacturer of the EQL, the biaxial, and the RAM technology, we still have that relationship with them because they're still providing those products for us. They have the patent. However, as it's been very well stated as of a year ago, that from this point forward, from 12 months or even 15 months ago, when we discover technology, Nikon basically will acquire, if a patent has already been filed, they will take ownership of it to be the sole proprietary owners of that. And that was not the case with New Magnetic. And however, that relationship is still there. Dave Balzer did address from the stage that there were a lot of rumors, there was a lot of Facebooking, there was a lot of gossip, there was even some YouTube videos made stating things that were not true about Nikon's relationship with New Magnetic. And that being said, we still have the RAM technology in the Nature Rest. It's not going to change at this point. Maybe that'll shift over to the Dynaflux. Who knows? But at this point, we're still using the RAM technology because it still works fantastic. And it's very, very effective.
One of the things that I was inquisitive about was I knew that we were moving away from that relationship as we want to become self-sufficient, I guess, or proprietary. But one of my first experiences with Nikon, it was a great experience, was with the Body Energizer. Now, our biaxial power mag, of course, is the has become a part of that. Well, it's a different part of that, but it's separate. Now, instead of having six rotating biaxial pieces on the Body Energizer, we just have the one in the power mag. Now, that I was just sort of inquisitive as to what your information that you have. I don't think we're going to be bringing back something like the body energizer.
Now, that question and that comment came up from several people in San Diego in that last week, because people said, you know, Mantis, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that when you've got six moving balls, you've got, and then each one of those has 23 moving parts. I mean, do the math on that. You're talking nearly 150 things moving, all in one machine or all in one device. And if we can create, like what we have with the Dynaplug, that same type of reaction in a non-moving, but just a single set, using no electricity. And Dave Balzer kind of alluded to that. Nikan does not use electronics for, or I should say, to create the magnetic field.
Correct.
The magnet is already charged. We just use in the power mag that we currently have. We only use the electronics to move it. There are people that are hypersensitive to that. That's why the Mag Duo is just such a perfect solution, because you're getting away from that. You're getting away from a power source. You're getting away from a battery source. But, yeah, I'd agree with you 100%. We're not going to see a reintroduction of the body energizer as we knew it. Maybe it'll be totally different. I was under the impression that we would see the introduction of a mag step, an insole, with the DynaPlug technology in it. Obviously, it wasn't ready yet, or there wasn't, the manufacturer didn't have the supply ready. Maybe we'll see that later this year. I don't know.
Well, that certainly would be a good innovation for us, or addition for us, because I know my experience with the body energizer was tremendous as far as, well, when we think of Dr. Weintraub's research, a few years back, it was just a rumor that he was thinking of going with his research from the MagStep to using the body energizer. Also, one of my first experiences, I have to say, it was pretty dramatic for me, was listening to a panel of a doctor from Sarasota who dealt with diabetics. As a surgeon, his job was to amputate. He discovered the body energizer, and it totally reversed the condition and the health of the people that he worked with. That was pretty dramatic, and I know the kind of experiences that myself and my partner, who has terrible arthritis, has experienced from that body energizer. It certainly would be great to get a replacement. I still have two body energizers, and I hope they keep working.
Yeah, and that's the thing, because what you're talking about, Bill, is if you're in a isolated environment with a body energizer and it's not getting moved around, and you can guarantee 100% that nobody's going to stand on it, and somebody's going to be there to make sure that it gets used properly, but the second that it's dropped and it's jarred, or you get a 10-year-old kid that walks in the room and thinks it looks cool and they jump up on top of it, well, all of a sudden you've compromised the integrity of the product, and you're not going to get it to work properly. And that's where, you know, it'd be fantastic if we could have it again. But at the same time, it needs to be way more durable and resilient to do what we need to do. So I'm really optimistic, and based on what we've seen already in less than a week since having the MagPlex and putting 28, you know, DynaPlex chips or DynaPlex, you know, patterns into one product, the magnitude of what that'll do compared to anything we've seen before is just, you know, above and beyond what we'd imagine. So taking that same technology and putting it into an insole, I mean, the potential would be, and Dave Balzer alluded to that a year ago. So I know they're working on it. It's just a matter of timing of when it's going to get introduced. We just need to have some fun with the MagPlex. And I, you know, see, when you look at the price point, to make an investment as an existing wellness consultant, you know, less than $200 will get you what's new and
get you up to speed and what's current. And I'm going to be talking about that more next week, about how, you know, even utilizing the fall promotion, because we still got 2 full months to take advantage of that and how to really maximize that to our benefit.
That's good, Vince, and certainly stressing a lesser cost is always important, something more affordable for the whole population. And again, knowing my own experience with the Body Energizer, is having something new would be just tremendous. But anyways, Vince, thank you so much for your time. It's always great talking.
Mutual love, you guys. Enjoy your cool Canadian day.
Yeah, but do we have any price points on these products yet?
Say that again.
It's Chris again. Do we have any price points on these new products yet?
Hey, power band will be the same, I know. Your road weariness has kept you off of off the internet.
Yeah, I know they've got the pack there. I was just looking at it, but I didn't see an individual prices.
Individual price on the MagFlex. $99 retail, $79 consult price.
Okay.
The Mag Duo, $78 and $62.50.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm getting it better now. I just didn't see it.
And the back belt, there's only one price on it. No CV, no PV, $26.50.
This is Barb in Richmond. Could you quickly explain, because I didn't catch it, I think it was Gloria was talking about the tip, the black tip on the Mag Duo.
Oh, you mean the placement of how to get them back in there the right way?
Yeah, and she mentioned something about it. I don't have mine yet, so I don't know what it looks like, but what was the black tip?
There's 6 points on the ball. 4 out of the 6 press in. They're not fixed. 2 of the 6 are fixed. And those 2 that are fixed need to be, or at least the way they arrive in the package or inside the case, those 2 fixed ones need to be not hooked into the bracket. That's the way that it arrives.
You're saying not hooked into the bracket or hooked into
correct.
The bracket? Vince, you hear me? This is Jean. Vince?
You've got the floor, Jean.
Oh, okay. Wasn't sure if I got it unmuted. For those who don't know, Dennis Williams sent around a wonderful brief video he did this week, and he shows exactly how to put that together, because I was confused. I don't have mine until today, but anyway. It's really, really good. So would that have gone to anyone in Dennis's downline from Natural Reflections? I don't know, you know, if everyone on here would have gotten it, but it's really good. If you could send it out, I'm sure you got it. You may not have time to look at it yet.
Thanks, Jean. I'm not sure if I had time to look at it, but thank you. I'll do that.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's kind of like putting together something that you buy at IKEA that, the directions are great. However, if the product is manufactured in Malaysia, you've got a Malaysian who doesn't necessarily speak English translating those, and maybe they translated them to Swedish and then from Swedish back to English. Whereas Dennis's video does a fantastic job of just showing exactly how to do it, because many have said, wow, these are really noisy compared to the MagBoy. Well, they are if they're not in the right, and they may have been put in there incorrectly at the manufacturer. So watch that. And given it, Dave Balzer, I know, is going to do more tutorials. It's a matter of, you know, what's most priority. One of the things that I brought up on the President's Club call this week is, why does Far Infrared Max not have any commissionable volume or any purchase volume? There's no volume. It's a sales aid, it's a tool, and yet it's one of our core technologies, being a far infrared product. So, Gerald Merritt, Pat Elkins, and Olga Samolia, now that I know how to pronounce your last name, none of them knew why. So they said they're going to get back to us. I'd like to see the price increase if we have to, if we can get paid on it. No, that was the consensus from several people that I've spoken with this week.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Dan, one last thing. Have a wonderful trip up to Seattle. Be safe. And I just ordered our newest catalog. So you can go look it up at the virtual catalog online on our website. It's all got all the new stuff in there. So I just ordered them. In fact, my downline person that couldn't make it there, he just received his box yesterday, sent a box to him in L.A., and I think mine will come early next week. So the catalogs are out.
And those new catalogs include all three of the new items, the purple bracelet.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. Fantastic.
Yep, it is.
Okay.
Enjoy Mr. Baldy up there.
Thank you, we will, Linda. All right, well,
okay.
Gang, I think we've kind of run it into course here. We've been on the line now for quite some time. So I will talk to you all this week, if not next Saturday, when we really get into the nitty-gritty of the comp plan.
Excellent call, Vance. God bless.
God bless you guys all as well. And don't forget to vote if you haven't already.
I voted before I went to San Diego.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Go Road Warriors.
God bless.